Welcome to Kindly Gifted. I'm your host, Kate Tarantiva, and I can't wait to unwrap the world of influence with you. Every day, your gifted episodes, see what I did there, to help you become fluent in the business of creativity and learn the best-kept industry secrets to creating an online presence worth remembering. It's really like having a momager on speed dial. So let's dive into it. Today's episode is a listener question, and I love when you guys ask me questions. Amazing. Please keep them coming. By the way, if you didn't know, you can ask me questions. and I will answer them at no cost to you. Two ways that you can do it. One, you can send in a voice memo. If you're not comfortable with sending a voice memo, the second option is to submit it via a Google form. There's just one prompt and it's space for your question. You type it in, you press submit, boom, I get it. I answer it on the show. Ta-da! So that's just a friendly reminder. If you didn't know, if you needed that extra push because you thought that I was like charging for answers or something, I don't. You can ask these questions to me for free. So today's listener question has to do with my thoughts on working with other creatives. And I kind of have a two-part answer. And one of the parts is going to be really fucking unhinged. I'm going to save that for later. But the first way I'll say it is, as an art director, it is fundamentally important to be able to work with other people and collaborate. And it's one of my favorite parts of the job, honestly. I love it. I call myself the professional mutual friend because if you are looking for somebody, I probably know them. Maybe I don't know them super well, but I know of them and I'm willing to connect. So for my work specifically, it's a lot of trial and error. Like you are bound to work with somebody that you don't have chemistry with. And I noted to maybe some other roles that may sound kind of weird. Like, why do you need to have work chemistry with somebody? Or like, why is that important? Well, the answer that kind of applies to really any job is like, it just makes your day better when you're working with somebody that you like. But the industry specific answer is, your ability to talk about a piece of work and to sell it in order to get the next gig depends very much on how you think of it. And how you think of that piece of work depends very much on the relationships that took place while you were creating that piece of work. Let me explain. I was talking to a photographer friend of mine. This was like years ago. And we were talking about a piece in her portfolio. Oh, by the way, I may call portfolios books, by the way. So if I say that a book and a portfolio, they're the same thing to anybody listening. I feel like most people will know, but just in case you don't. And I was asking her about a shoot that I saw in her portfolio. And I was like, this is amazing. I love it so much. And she's like, honestly, I kind of feel like I need to take it off because I fucking hated that day. That's the first thing she said to me. She did not say, oh yeah, this was the concept. This is what we were going for. This was how no, I fucking hated that day because I fucking hated working with this model and it was horrible and she was rude and da da da. That's how she talked about. That was the story behind that photo. And that now she didn't really sell that photo to me either. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess she doesn't really like that piece of work. You know, that's kind of how it translated to me. So your ability to work with other people as a creative will reflect on how proud you are of something, whether you want to showcase it in your portfolio, whether you want to talk about it. And sometimes it might be a really good piece of work, but because the relationship that you were having with somebody else that day did not quite work out, it may feel like it was a waste of time because now you can't put that in your portfolio because you can't really talk about it with pride. Okay. So there's a lot of like emotion with being a creative that matters more than a lot of other fields. Because it's not just about like more traditional intelligence in terms of like crunching numbers and budgets and, you know, analyzing business opportunities or market opportunities or idea opportunities based on data. It's also emotional intelligence, meaning, you know, how does this feel? How's this vibe feeling? How is that person's energy? And how do I feel with that energy? Are we competing in terms of dominance here? Or how is that affecting the hierarchy? How is that affecting everybody else's attitude? Will I be proud to talk about this day, considering what's unfolding? That kind of stuff. So energy is really important. For myself, I've definitely had some shitty experiences before working with creatives. I've also had really great experiences. And typically, the people that you did not have good experiences with, no matter how talented they are, you will not be recommending. In fact, there will be times when somebody comes to you and asks about a specific person that you happen to not align with, and you will find yourself being like, I wouldn't recommend them. And for it's an unfortunate position to be in, but I've had to do that several times as well. I'm sure somebody's done that with me too. I can't say that I have great chemistry with everyone. That's impossible. But yeah, it is very important. The people that you have really, really good chemistry and a working relationship with, you create work that you're proud of together. They may not be the most talented. You may not be the most talented, but something about that partnership really works attitude-wise, and therefore you will keep trying to work with them over and over and over. So talent as a creative in reality, when working with other creatives, actually doesn't matter as much as your sportsmanship and like team player capabilities. And being able to really align with other people on your based on attitude and personality, that kind of stuff is taken more into account than, oh, that person's really talented. Actually, it really sucks because there have been people I've worked with personally. I will not name names because some of them are people I'm friends with, that they are incredibly talented and they are very good people. But the work ethic isn't there. The ability to meet deadlines isn't there. Certain, like, really simple stuff is, for some reason, not really working out. And so instead of continuing to work with them and continuing to get frustrated and maybe even ruin the personal relationships that I have with those people, I just tell myself, like, you know what? I'm not going to work with them. Unfortunately, also, I can't recommend them to somebody else because I did not have a good experience of working with them. Another example of how talent, and I will say also status, does not matter as much. I have worked with celebrity creative directors before, celebrity stylists, not like they're styling celebrities only, but like they themselves as a stylist are a celebrity. And they were not the best people to work with. They made everyone on set uncomfortable. They made racist remarks towards models. They just created a very hostile environment. And some of these people were paid 6 grand, 10 grand a day to be there. Some of them, I would argue, not the most talented either. I worked with a creative director who is a celebrity creative director, and they presented a mood board for the campaign that we were working on 2 days before the campaign for our team to approve, client side. And the only reason this person was hired was because she was friends with my boss. And the mood board consisted of a bunch of imagery. Like all of the imagery was from an existing campaign from another brand, from a competitor. And it was not a mood board. It was a bunch of imagery from one brand's campaign. So we did not hire them again. And that's because it's like we're not producing work we're proud of. This person clearly doesn't care. It's also a little weird because like they have a personal relationship with my boss. So don't you think you'd be a little bit more invested because it's your friend? But I guess not. And then the attitude of this person on set just like really put the cherry on top in the sense of it was just very hostile and kind of like diva-like. It was really weird. So yeah, we didn't hire them again. That's just how it goes. So you might not, you will not have chemistry with everyone. That's usually why, like, people's networks in terms of who they actually recommend for certain jobs are really small. You'll also notice, for example, photographers. I have a lot of photographer friends that like have what they call teams. It's not an official team, but it's a collection of people that they have such good relationships with, whether it's a hairstylist, makeup artist, art director, stylist, certain models, that just becomes their kind of like unofficial team of people that they can trust, that they have good chemistry with, that they create work that they're proud of together. And they actually end up pitching all of them at the same time for certain projects. So chemistry is very, very, very important. And yeah, like I said, you'll have a smaller selection of people that you will really like, and you'll kind of form like an unofficial team with them. And you'll also be more willing to recommend them to other things, even if they are not the most talented. So that's kind of a little bit about my experiences in terms of working with other creatives. Again, I'm keeping it broad because I don't want to name names, for obvious reasons. But the unhinged part here, and this is a little bit of a side note that relates to an art director and what it is, and something that really frustrates me in the industry, specifically the advertising industry, because art directors are different from industry to industry. For example, if you were to go into the fashion world, an art director most likely is somebody who has a styling background. If you go into the photography and video world, you will find that a lot of photographers and videographers position themselves as creative directors, especially if they're being hired for their aesthetic. Or their composition, or their art direction, the way that they view and direct the art through their eyes. In the advertising world, this fucking pisses me off, and it pisses me off also because I've had so many people waste my time with things and opportunities that they just needed to like ask a few questions at the very beginning to understand whether or not this aligns, not drag me through like three rounds of interviews before we realize that, oh, actually, you're looking for a graphic designer. And that's the problem, is that oftentimes in the advertising world, and I understand from a business perspective that it can be very difficult to invest into a position that doesn't immediately generate tangible output. The output that you get from an art director is their vision, it's their strategy, it's their understanding of consumer psychology. I fucking hope. And I'm saying that because that is not standard in the industry. You kind of like learn that as you go or never at all. Trust me, those people exist too. And also their network. They need to be able to direct the art, manage the art, be leaders, okay? So they need to have a network of people. The issue that I have with the advertising world is that typically because they don't see that as a tangible skill set, they will hire graphic designers and make graphic designers become art directors. Graphic designers and art directors differ in two nuances. One, graphic designers are more so pulled as producers or executors of the art director's vision, if they are expected to work with an art director. Two, graphic designers have very different personality traits, which is why they typically go into graphic designer roles on purpose. Typically, graphic designers don't want to be around a team all the time. They don't want to be pitching things all the time. A lot of graphic designers typically skew more introverted. They're more comfortable sitting behind a desk, designing a logo, designing social assets. Yeah, they'll be in meetings here or there. You probably will not find them talking unless they are explaining why they made a logo the way they did, and usually that question is being asked by an art director or by a creative director or a lead designer. But yeah, oftentimes you will find in the advertising world that in reality the amount of art directors is very small, And what you have are graphic designers that have been given the title of art directors. Not an art director. Put them on set. Put them on set. Ask them to come up with creative strategy. Ask them to lead a team of a variety of different creatives, models, location scouting, going and networking with a variety of different, other people that have nothing to do with design whatsoever. That's where you'll realize that, like, oh, actually, they're not an art director. And that's okay. There's no shade, no tea. The issue I have is, from an industry perspective, you're making a lot of people hate their jobs and you're making a lot of people burn out and hate the industry because you're asking them to conform to roles that they have one, no desire to be in, and two, have no business being in. And this goes back to an episode I made earlier on the podcast. Understand whether the people that are working for you and whether you, as somebody who's looking for jobs or gigs, is a maker or a visionary. Drastically different. Do they work together? Yes, 100%. But one is the manager and one is the executor. Two very, very different roles, two very different personalities. And so, if anybody from the advertising world is listening, you are working for an agency or you have an agency or you have a brand and you're thinking about hiring an art director or graphic designer, I welcome you to talk to me if you want my advice on who to hire based on who you're looking for. Probably who you're looking for, especially in the very beginning stages, is a graphic designer or a brand designer. You're probably not looking for an art director until you have established some sort of brand equity and brand identity that you can take and translate into an advertising campaign or some sort of guerrilla marketing, stunt marketing, some sort of way where you can build a world around that brand. Maybe you need, for example, somebody to help your founder who owns a brand that you're working for, whose name is the same name as the founder. Maybe you need that founder to come out from behind the curtain so they can star in your social media ads. Yeah, an art director is probably going to be a big help with that. Graphic designer, not so much. So, it's incredibly important to consider who you're hiring because, and who you are as somebody who's looking for things, because it will determine whether or not you get burnt out and hate that job and hate everybody and hate everything and hate the industry. And it would also determine how best your employer can take advantage of your skill sets and truly like get a return on their investment, and how you, as the person who's looking for a gig or looking for employment, can give them that return on investment and express that in very clear language. Because otherwise, everybody's wasting each other's fucking time. So, recruiters, if you are looking for a graphic designer, do not fucking contact me unless you want help finding a graphic designer that is not me. It is very irritating. The amount of people that have wasted my time dragging me through like multiple interview rounds, and I'm convinced that they're looking for an art director, only to be told that they're looking for a graphic designer. Like, bitch, bye. You could have asked me one question at the very beginning. Do you know any graphic designers? Are you a graphic designer? I could have answered that very quickly. Yes, I know graphic designers. No, I am not one. So, anyways, that's kind of my two-part spiel here. Slightly related on what it's like to work with other creatives and why that's really important, what essentially an art director does, and like how the advertising industry perceives it. And I think that hopefully will be helpful to people listening who work for agencies, or brands, and you think you need an art director or a graphic designer and you don't know which one. So I hope this was helpful and gave some info, but I was like so fired up at the beginning of this episode, and now I feel like I've kind of like gotten all of that out, and I'm like, wow, what a relief. But anyways, I hope this is helpful of a little tangent rant, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to Kindly Gifted. To support the podcast, please leave a review, share with your friends, and don't forget to subscribe. Make sure you follow me on TikTok at Kate Mob for more creative secrets from the internet's momager. See you on the next episode of Kindly Gifted.